Greetings, friends, and welcome to the Beach Church Podcast. This is the podcast for Sunday, January 14th, the year of our Lord, 2024. And this is the second Sunday after the Epiphany. It is a joy to welcome you here to the podcast. You know, looking at the forecast of the weather forecast for the country, it is cold and snowy in a lot of places, but I pray that here on the podcast we are finding a place of comfort and warmth together. In that spirit, let's just begin just right away. We'll jump into it. We'll begin with the things that are our practice here. That first is to concentrate on the gift of life by taking in the breath of life. And then to fill our hearts and minds with thankfulness, with gratitude to God for all that is good in our lives. The best of the week just passed. The hope of the days to come. And in this season of Epiphany, the way God has revealed God's self to us over the course of our lives. Maybe turn your face to the sky. Think about these good things. Allow a smile to come to your face. And in this posture, in this spirit, let's begin together in worship. Would you please join with me in the call to worship as printed in your digital bulletin? You can find that bulletin just to the left of where you found today's podcast, just below that line. Click on that notes tab and the bulletin will come up for you. Let's begin. We've come to worship God, who loved us before we were yet born, who knows us even better than we know ourselves, whose presence never leaves us, and whose love for us never ceases. This is our God. Let us worship together. Our gospel reading today comes from John's gospel in the first chapter, verses 43 through 51. The next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee. he found Philip and said to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him about whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus, son of Joseph from Nazareth." Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." When Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him, he said of him, "Here is truly an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael asked him, "Where did you get to know me?" Jesus answered, "I saw you under the fig tree before Philip called you." Nathanael replied, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than these." And he said to him, "Very truly, I tell you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." This is the word of God for the people of God, and we give thanks to God for it. Let us pray. God, thank you for the gift of this moment, the gift of this day, the blessing of your word alive in our lives, to enlighten us and to enliven us, to inspire us, to remind us of our special calling, to follow you, to live like you, and to tell others about you. And so we pray in this time of reflection that you would meet us here, that you'd open our hearts and our minds, that you'd fill us with your truth, that you would show us very clearly the word that you have for each and every one of us. Save us from distraction and misinterpretation. We pray all of this in Jesus' name, and we say, Amen. At any given moment on any given day, we're looking for something. And often that's just mundane things, looking for our eyeglasses so that we can read our book, looking for a shovel in the garden shed so that we can go out and work in the garden, looking for a particular brand of coffee at the grocery store. And most often we find what we're looking for. We know what it looks like. We know where it's usually kept. And we can retrieve it and then do the thing that we wanted with it, make the cup of coffee, go in the garden, read the book. But there's also another kind of seeking and finding that I believe that is happening with us always. And it's at a different level. It's at a level of the spirit, a level of the soul, that we seek and need a sense of meaning and purpose and direction, a sense of connectedness, of community. And this is the kind of thing that you can't just find anywhere. And sometimes it's not easy to define what it looks like. You can't measure it or manage it. It's the stuff of the spirit, of the soul. It's the stuff that we can get more clarity on through prayer, through good conversation, through reflecting on Scripture. And that's the kind of thing that is being sought and found as we read through John's Gospel, and in particular the epiphany that is offered to us in the reading today in chapter 1 of John. These stories of epiphany in this time of epiphany, that is insight, revelation as to who Jesus is and why he's come. And then as we begin to gain insight on who Jesus is and why he's come, we begin to understand those things about ourselves. So just quick review as to what we just read. Jesus, we're introduced to Jesus very quickly in John's Gospel. We encounter his cousin, John the Baptist, who has prepared the way. His public ministry has been about repentance and baptism and getting people prepared so that they, when they encounter Jesus, they'll be able to see him. And we get evidence of that right away. John, with his disciples, points to Jesus and says, "There he is, the Lamb of God." And their response isn't to say, "Well, that's interesting. We can check that off the list. We've seen the Messiah." Their response is to immediately follow. John's done good work. The eyes are open, and they can see, and the ears can hear, and they are in tune enough to know that when one sees the Messiah, theirs is to follow. And so, too, we see this very clearly in chapter 1, verses 43 through 51 in John, where both Philip and Nathanael have this encounter with Jesus. They respond to it, and they follow. There's this interesting passage. When Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him, he said to him, "Here is truly an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." And Nathanael asked him, "Where did you get to know me?" And Jesus answered, "I saw you under the fig tree before Philip called you." And this is mysterious and compelling to Nathanael. Like, how did he see me? Is this some kind of a parlor trick? No. Because of whom Jesus understands him to be, an Israelite in whom there is no deceit, clearly Nathanael is very ready to find and to be found by Jesus. And so his response to Jesus saying that he'd seen him under the fig tree is, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." And I think Jesus is pleased and humored by this when he says, "You believe because I told you I saw you under the fig tree? You'll see greater things than these." If you take some time today, even if it's just this first chapter in John, and looking at the weather forecast across the country, and particularly in places where I know people listen to the podcast, I think the weather's lousy there today. So do yourself a favor and spend some time in John's Gospel today, even if it's just the first chapter. With those questions in your mind of who am I and why am I here? Who is Jesus and why has he come? And when I'm in relationship, what does that say about me and my life? There are these themes very quickly in John's Gospel of looking and finding. And a lot of the looking that we do in life is that what are we looking for? Objects that we look for that we need or we imagine we need. The looking in John's Gospel is for who? We begin with the person of Jesus. And when we find him and then realize it's actually he that has found us, once we've been found and formed a relationship with him, to believe in John's Gospel is to be like Jesus, to abide with him And then we have this, I believe it's just a intrinsic need to connect with and to follow the Messiah once we've found him or been found by him to follow. That is to believe and to be like, and not only for our own sake, but for the sake of others. That's what it is to be a disciple, so that we could help others in their finding, that we could invite others to come and see. You'll hear that phrase in John several times. Come and see. I've had this encounter, and I want you to come and see. For those of you who have been on this journey of faith for a while, those of you who can, with some sense of encouragement and assurance, say that I have seen the Messiah, I'm in relationship with Jesus, and you know what it's like to be lit up inside in that way. What are the ways that you can invite other people into that? And some of you are great at this already, but are there new ways for you to do it? Are there new ways to help others find what they're looking for? Even if they haven't got a clue what it is they're looking for, they have the longing of the heart, the desire of the spirit, but it is going in 100 different directions. That enthusiasm that one has when they've found something precious and they want to tell others about it. Right, that moment you have, maybe you have a great meal or you listen to a particular song or read a great book. Most anyone I know doesn't just want to keep that to themselves. Like, man, that was a great movie. I don't want anyone else to know. That's just going to be my personal pleasure. I don't want anyone else to have it. That was a great meal. I can't wait to take so-and-so here. And that is, I don't know anyone that doesn't have that kind of reaction when they really experience something great. When you hear good news, you want to pick up the phone and tell somebody, which speaks to our deep need for relationship. And in the goodness and in the sharing, there is tremendous healing. And so sometimes the things that we seek and find that we might think are mundane, that special favorite brand of coffee, the eyeglasses that we get to read a good book or maybe to read John's Gospel today, or the directions to the good restaurant. Maybe. Is it possible when we continue to pray for eyes to see and ears to hear that any one of those places, any one of those seemingly mundane moments might just open up holy ground, might just open up opportunities for us in ways that are very just organic and natural and in our normal rhythm of conversation and relationship, they open up opportunities for us to say, I have seen the Messiah. I've met him, and his name's Jesus. And he's changed my life. You see, I didn't realize it. I was lost, and he found me. First, I thought I found him, but he actually found me. And people tell the stories of the various places where they've been found. They've been found in hellish circumstances, circumstances that none of us want to live through, but somehow they survived. Somehow they were overwhelmed with a peace that passes understanding, a living insight that changed their lives. The right teacher came along at the right moment and opened their eyes. Others that were very much steeped in things by all outward appearances that were good, prosperous careers or things like that, endeavors that ultimately became consuming and self-serving and became inward collapsing spirals. But in the midst of that, in some of the heartache and the desperation, the hitting of bottom that can bring, They met the Messiah, the one who reminded them of the meaning and purpose and direction of life, that love and compassion bring with them a kind of joy in living that nothing else can replace. That patience, wisdom, peace and quiet, this is the stuff of heaven. So here at the beginning of this year, 2024, as you may be still making plans for the year ahead, perhaps we should be intentional about putting ourselves in places where we can be found. And then when we're found, going out and looking for others whom we might understand to be lost. And in ways that might seem just simple, but when we look closer, we find out that they're holy, holy moments indeed. That holding someone's hand while you sit over and talk over a good cup of coffee, in that moment, the heavens open up. And the Word of God becomes flesh and dwells among us and makes the promise that whomever can name that moment, whoever wants to receive and live in that moment where the Word becomes flesh, dwells among us, in those moments life is eternal. Those are the things that will never be taken away, ever. And we find in the presence of Jesus eternal, wonderful, good news. To which I say, Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus, for the apostles and disciples, for the early followers, for those who met you, for the ones that you found, who had the courage and the strength to follow and to tell the others, even when telling the others came at a great price. It's because of them that we are here today. Thank you. And we pray for a measure of their faith and their courage, so that knowing that we are found, we could boldly go out and tell the others too, in big and bold ways, and in quiet and in simple ways. Encourage us, O God, to bring your good news to the world. And we pray for your healing and for your blessing, for your anointing on the whole earth, O God. Bless us all, body, mind, and spirit. And we pray that you'd come find us right now, that you'd visit us. All of us carry some kind of a prayer list, God, a list of things that we're hopeful for, things that we're worried about, people and places and situations and celebrations and all of it. And so we simply and we humbly ask, if we make some quiet space for you right now, will you please come alongside us so that we can share our hearts and minds with you? We break our silence. And we thank you for joining us. And we pray that you'll hear us as we say together a prayer that's been passed down by generations of disciples, a prayer that goes by your name. Hear us as we say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen." And so, dear friends, as we prepare to go our separate ways, hear these words from John's Gospel. "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it." The light of God shines on you. No matter what, no matter where, no matter when. The light and the life and the love of God shines upon you. Nothing can overcome it. The light of our God, whom we know in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, who is with us, with you, bids you peace. Go in peace. Amen.